All right, look, we're going to jump into the topic here. So coming up top of the hour, I've got a guest coming on. I hope you heard the end of the show yesterday, but just in case you didn't, I'm going to refresh you. If you recall, last Thursday or Friday, I believe it was, Trump was holding a meeting with governors from around the nation. They're not all there because they love Trump. They're there because he's having a meeting with governors. One of those was the governor of Maine. And the governor of Maine, at some point, Trump actually called her out. He was talking about transgenders in sports and how his executive order said, don't do it, no mo. And then he said, in fact, is Maine here? And she was. What's her name? Janice Wills? What's the governor of Maine, real quick? Tell me that. But the governor was sitting in the room, and she goes, I'm here. And he said, you need to change those policies or you're not getting any funding. She goes, I'll see you in court. And he goes, yes, you will. And it'll be an easy one. What's her name?
Janet Mills.
So Governor Janet Mills was, then a video broke the next day of her dancing at a drag show where children are present. So you know what her agenda is. Well, let's go ahead and add fuel to the fire. What happened in the state house in Maine, the same state from which Janet Mills proudly says she's going to maintain her transgenders in sports our policies and DEI and all of it. What happened next was a state House of Representatives member, Representative Laurel Libby. Laurel Libby's a Republican. And Laurel Libby was incensed when she saw a post about a transgender high school athlete, a dude, winning a track and field meet, I think in the pole vault, against females, and proudly standing on the dais to receive the medal while the females got lesser awards.
Set a record, by the way.
Oh, and set a record. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, of course he did. Mm-hmm. And Laurel Libby posted a picture on her social media and called the situation out and said that this should not be allowed to happen, and she was sticking up for females in sports. And the libs in Maine went bananas. Now, are there liberal politics in Maine? Yes, but understand this. It's almost a purple state, really. They weren't too far away from having a Republican majority in their House. On a vote of 75 to 70, after debating Representative Libby for quite a while, with Republicans getting her back, the state house censured her, and they actually, there's a video of her having to go up and stand in front of the dais, like literally stand there while he looks down on her. It's like a tribunal moment. And the speaker of the house looks down on her and says that she is being censured for her behavior and she has to publicly apologize or she will not be allowed to speak or vote on the house floor until she does. Y'all, she's a duly elected representative of the people and she can't cast a vote on their behalf because of a Facebook post? Are you kidding me with this? Well, listen, let's take a minute. I want to play a clip here. This is an audio clip of a young lady, a female athlete, speaking to a school board and asking them to please, this is in Maine, please change these policies because of what you're doing. This is a little bit long, but we're going to play the whole thing. Go ahead and play it.
Hello, my name is Julia Dietrich. I'm from Bristol, Maine. I'm a junior at another Midcoast high school. And even though I'm not a student at Freeport High School, I would like to show my support for a team that rightfully earned its place in competition, only to have that opportunity taken away by an unfair policy that ignores the integrity of women's sports. Enough is enough. It is time for female athletes across Maine to take a stand against the Maine Principals Association and the governor's policies that are failing us. We have trained, we have sacrificed, we have played by the rules, yet we are being forced to watch as the rights and opportunities of female athletes are stripped away. If those in power refuse to protect fairness in women's sports, then we must make them understand the consequences of their decisions in the only way they seem to understand, through time, resources, money, and undeniable public pressure. For the past 3 years, I have competed in congressional debate, which is another organization governed by the MPA. Even in debate, there's a culture in the state of Maine that is anti-woman, and our own state judges making comments such as, your voice is too feminine. You would never be taken seriously if you continue to hold yourself that way. Your views are unreasonable. The fight is not just about one team, one championship, or one season. This is about every girl in the state of Maine who has ever laced up her shoes.
All right, pause it a second. I want you to catch what she just said. She's a debate team member, and she goes to competitions and has the judges tell her she's too feminine, that her voice is too feminine. She'll never be taken seriously. This is the age in which, remember hashtag Me Too? Why is that not sexual harassment? Why is that not discrimination? And yet, it's okay right now. It's okay right now because the cult of transgenderism has infiltrated Maine to the point that they are willing to openly tell real females, you're just too feminine. You know what they really want? They want her to have a deeper voice because she's on some kind of hormone therapy. Play it some more.
Prepared for a tournament or poured her heart into a competition, believing that she had a fair shot. It is time to act. Empty scoreboards and unanswered whistles send a message loud enough to the MPA that they can, that to the MPA, our schools, and the state that they cannot ignore it. I believe that the board should take a public stand against the MPA and the governor's position. We are not just athletes. We are not just students. We are not just parents. We are fighters. Let's keep women's sports for women. Thank you.
Wow, good for her. I mean, junior in high school, going and speaking to a bunch of liberal whack jobs who basically have the authority to make her life more difficult and to dare to support policies that because she's a female, she's going to have to play second fiddle to somebody who wants to be a female. And you listen to that, you think, how did we get here? Now, that's Maine. You may look at that and go, Phil, that's Maine. That's not... We had to pass laws in Alabama to prevent more of that here. Don't think it wasn't here, because it was. And don't think it's still here. I mean, we're in the state right now where UAB was conducting gender, transition therapies and surgeries. UAB, right here in Alabama. We're the only state in the nation that I know of that actually has a school on using public dollars called the Magic City Acceptance Academy, which is a public school, a charter school in Birmingham that basically focuses on gender orientation before it focuses on education. A whole school. And we just found out in the last week that the principal of the school had offered to pay for gender transition surgeries for minors while working on public dollars. Listen, I'm just telling you, it's not that far away. Are we talking about Maine right now? Yes, but I'm going to tell you right now, Laurel Libby's fight is our fight. Laurel Libby's fight is our fight. Now, right now, she's making the rounds. She's doing all the news stories. She's been on Fox and others, and she's agreed to squeeze some time in for us because we had a mutual connection. But I'm going to tell you, I look forward to have her on here a little bit. But this is our fight, y'all. All right, I'm going to tell you more about her and some of the fights she's already been in because y'all know she's apparently a right side roughie. I need to get her a t-shirt. Y'all stay tuned. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so by the way, Russell from Rural Route 1. I said it pretty well. Russell from Rural Route 1 says, as long as we're doing movie quotes, what movie and character did Tom Homan get his statement, I'm coming and bring hell with me? Well, I know the answer to that, but I didn't even read the rest of your text. Whew, are you kidding me? That was Kirk Russell playing Wyatt Earp. Thank you very much. Tombstone. Perfect. All right, so I said a moment ago before the break, I told you about Laurel Libby, who's going to be on the show in a few minutes. She's a Maine state representative. Listen, the state of Maine right now is in hot water with the Trump administration. There's a reason why Trump called out the governor of Maine at that meeting. Because just recently, the Attorney General Pam Bondi has had to put written warnings of legal action against three states for refusing to comply with federal anti-discrimination laws about keeping boys out of women's sports. Those three states, California, Minnesota, and Maine. California, the home state of Kamala Harris. Minnesota, the home state of Tim Walz, Maine, the home state now of Janet Mills. But there is a resistance there. Don't think for a second that there's not conservatives in every state, because there are, Laurel Libby being one. Story here I got on Fox. Dateline 2 days ago. Donald Trump recently directed the DOJ and the Education Department to prioritize enforcement actions against athletic associations that deny girls an equal opportunity to participate in sports by requiring them to compete against boys. Attorney General Bondi said state athletic associations in Maine, California, and Minnesota have, quote, issued defiant statements saying they would continue requiring girls to compete against boys. She said Maine should be on notice. That there's a Title IX investigation into the Maine Department of Education now. Wow. She said if these or other federal investigations show that the relevant Maine entities are indeed denying girls an equal opportunity by requiring them to compete against boys, the Department of Justice stands ready to take all appropriate action. And by the way, she follows up by saying, I don't really want to have to take legal action against states, but I will. And she said she only wants states and state entities just to comply with the law. And by the way, this is the law. It is the law of the land now. The law says Title IX, which it dates back to 1972. Title IX is the law of the land. Title IX is not to be interpreted loosely to include gender identity. Title IX is as to females. Period. And all God's children know what that means. Unless you're in Maine, California, and Minnesota, apparently. But I'll have you know this, too. There is action being taken on a national level. You may remember Alabama's own Senator Tommy Tuberville, who had all his years and career in coaching. If I'm not mistaken, didn't he also coach women's basketball early in his career as a coach, besides football? I think he did.
I believe so. I don't know what level, but yeah.
Well, the bottom line is this. Senator Tuberville has a bill that is called the Protect Women's Sports Act, and Senator John Thune, the majority leader, just announced that it will be coming up for a vote. I think today they're going to do what's called dropping a cloture petition on it. Cloture on the bill means it shuts down debate. And then we could have a final vote on the bill in the Senate as early as Monday. If that happens, the House already passed a version of it. If that happens and it passes out, then we could probably get those two bills in conference and maybe get it back out and actually take the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act into law. You know the president would sign it in a heartbeat. But yeah, that's your U.S. Senator Alabama Tommy Tuberville, who introduced the bill. And by the way, Senator Katie Britt's also one of the 36 co-sponsors on it. So nothing but good there. Now, this individual coming on here in a few minutes, State Representative Laurel Libby, just so you know, this is not her first go-round, all right? She's already been in a lawsuit to fight back against the same liberal entities, power brokers in Maine, trying to stifle people from being able to raise money for conservative causes. She's also, by the way, one of seven legislators who in 2021 were stripped of their committee assignments because they dared to not wear a mask in the State House. And now she's in this fight, and she's willing to take censorship. And I'm telling you, we need more people like that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, State Representative from Maine, Laurel Libby. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two here on what JP has decided we're going to call T-Bone Thursday.
But, and the ruffians.
And the ruffians are agreeing. All you Right Side ruffians out there. All right, hey, listen, I'm going to bring in an apparent Right Side ruffian from another state. So I've been talking the last little while about what's happening in Maine. And you may recall that the governor, Janet Mills, was called out by President Trump in a confab they had in D.C., because her state, the governor's state, Maine, is still pushing forward with the idea of transgenders in sports, totally violating what we know to be the law of Title IX, which has been in existence since 1972. That being said, the whole situation is blowing up because in the Maine House of Representatives, and y'all know I served in the Alabama State Senate, I get the whole processes of what has to be. There's rules, there's decorum, and then there's just jackassery. And what we're watching right now is some jackassery by the Democrat leadership of the Maine House of Representatives, who censured State Representative Laurel Libby for daring to call out transgenders competing against girls in sports. Let me quit talking. I want to welcome her to the show. She has a BS from Roberts Wesleyan University, a nursing degree. She's also a female athlete herself. I believe she ran cross country. She's a small business owner, has a design company, and she and her husband have five children, and she's a state representative from Maine. Laurel Libby, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Are you tired? Have you been making all the rounds?
I am certainly tired, but pleased to be able to continue to speak up for Maine girls.
Well, thank you for doing it. I don't know if you've seen it or not on social media. I said this morning that Laurel Libby's fight is our fight. I mean, this is you're fighting a good cause, but you're doing something that has ramifications that are bigger than your particular moment, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this fight is going on in multiple states, and I think we've seen that highlighted as this has unfolded. And one thing that I'm sure is not unique to Maine is that there's been kind of a denial on the left that this is happening and that girls are being displaced. But I don't think that can be denied anymore after all that's unfolded in the last couple weeks.
No, I don't think so. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing this and taking the heat. But let me back up and set the stage for this. You're being censured by the House. And by the way, it appeared that Republicans largely got your back. It was a 75-70 vote. I'm not aware of any Republicans voted against you. Did any Republicans vote against you on that censorship?
No, they did not. It was a party line vote. Republicans voted against it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That being said, you're being basically slammed because you merely posted something on your Facebook page. And am I not mistaken in saying this was a public event in which the kid who got the medal, the transgender boy, was standing on the dais having his picture made because he won an award. And then all
correct.
You did was post the picture and say, this is wrong. Am I correct?
Yeah, I actually didn't say this is wrong. I simply posted the facts that he had participated the year before as a boy and won fifth place at a regional meet, and then that he had participated this year as a girl and won the state championship.
This is just so messed up. How did it come to the attention? Did a member of the body complain about you? Did someone file an ethics violation complaint against you? How did it get to the attention of the Speaker of the House?
It got to the attention of the Speaker of the House pretty quickly. It certainly did go viral, and so I don't think he could have missed it. And so on Tuesday, the day after I made the post, I got a call from the Speaker. Well, first an email, to which I did not respond because the request was take down the post. And so he called me and requested that I take down the post. I asked him while I had him on the phone, if I were to take down the post, was he going to help me ensure that biological males could not play in female sports in Maine? And strangely, I couldn't get a commitment on that. So we agreed to disagree, and I left my post up.
Well, good for you. This is a freedom of speech issue, in my opinion. I'm an attorney, and this is a freedom of speech issue. This is absolutely a constitutional issue. But one of the things that really galls me in all this, too, is part of the censorship is not just that you've been called out and reprimanded and made to stand in front of the dais and have him look down on you from the dais and while he read out the grievances against you, but they've also said you're not even allowed to speak or vote. How can they deny an elected official the right to speak or vote on the House floor?
Well, that is an excellent question, and that is a question that I'm looking forward to digging further into, because I don't believe that Speaker Vecto actually has the right, according to the Maine Constitution, to do that. And so I am looking into options for a remedy for this situation, because in the meantime, my constituents are left without a voice.
That's
and
right.
a vote, by a simple majority vote.
That's part of what I don't know if you have any plans for litigation on this. And in fact, you're welcome to tell me if you do. But I would see that as absolutely being a part of the litigation, is that they're not only denying your voice, they're denying the voice of the thousands of people who voted to put you in place to speak for them.
Exactly. You know, and it's all the same thing though. You know, it's silencing not not just my voice, but the voice of Maine girls. And that's what this extreme agenda is trying to do, is silence Maine girls and to push them aside, push them out of the way, which is extraordinary considering the strides that women have made in, you know, the last decades and 100 years. Suddenly, everything's being flipped on its head, and women have to step aside for men.
Yeah, and that makes no sense. The entire premise of Title IX was to level the playing field. No pun intended, but literally it was designed to level the playing field in the arena of education, which includes sports, and to ensure that there is nobody that is left with an inability to compete or to have an education or to provide resources for them. I mean, Title IX's been the law of the land since the 70s, and here we are. Well, so let me ask you this. I saw that Attorney General Pam Bondi has put three states on notice, one of which is Maine, that they risk federal funds and they also risk potential litigation if they don't resolve these policies that you're standing up against. Is there any movement towards this going away? Are they going to change the policy?
Absolutely not. Governor Mills and the legislative Democrats are 100% dug in, bizarrely, with the 20% of folks who believe that biological males should be participating in girls' sports. So they're not going to back down. They've put themselves, kind of pigeonholed themselves at this point, and it would be too embarrassing, frankly. But also, they believe this ideology. So they're true believers, and they're dug in. I believe it will take action on the part of the Trump administration to make change in Maine and ensure that girls have a fair and level playing field in our state. Unfortunately, you know, it is it's bad for Maine in the short run and the long run, because Governor Mills intends to spend our tax dollars to fight for this policy that Mainers don't want, and that is going to prevent Maine from receiving critical education funds.
Well, I can't help but think that the tide of public sentiment is actually against them. I mean, I realize they're the ones who have been elected to the positions they're in, and they have the majority at the moment, although it's not that big of a majority. But am I correct? Did I see a video? Was Governor Mills dancing at a drag show where kids were present not long ago? Was that real?
The video was real. I don't know who was present or not present, but the video is definitely real. And, you know, I have to say right there, Maine is getting known for all the wrong reasons these past couple of weeks. It's really unfortunate. I do want to highlight, it is a wonderful state with lovely people and amazing scenery. And everyone should come visit in September. It's the best month. But getting known for, you know, whether it's Governor Mills' outburst or dancing or the fact that the liberal left are pushing for these extreme policies, it's not what we want to leave as an impression of our state.
No, you're totally right. And I've not had a chance to visit Maine myself, although it's been on my punch list. But I used to live in California, and I can tell you, I know for a fact that all of California is not San Francisco, and I know that literally all of Maine is not what's happening in the capital in Augusta. So, I get that, and I appreciate it. Listen, we got to take a quick break right now. If you don't mind, can you hold on during the break? We'll come back and we'll wrap this up. And I certainly appreciate your time. I know you got another studio you're trying to get to, but we'll wrap this up in just a minute. Is that okay?
You bet.
All right. We're with Maine State Representative Laurel Libby, who has made national waves by taking a localized stand against something that is wrong on a grand scale. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going back to the phones right now with a state representative from the state of Maine, Laurel Libby, who has been basically standing up for, you know, standing up for common sense, if you get down to it, but also standing up for women, for the girls of Maine, and really, I'd say for people outside the state of Maine by taking the stand. She has been now censured in front of the body of the state house and told she cannot even vote or speak on the house floor until such time as she's willing to make a public apology. There are layers of jackassery going on here, but Laurel Libby's on the phone right now. Representative Libby, I want to ask you, now, you've been in the mix. I mean, you and I were both Club for Growth fellows, which means that I know that you've got really solid conservative bones. You've been in the mix on things like, you were in a lawsuit a few years ago for fighting for basically freedom of speech. You were one of those who lost your committee assignments because you dared to not wear a mask during these draconian COVID restrictions we had. And now you got this going on. Do you just like a fight?
Sometimes the fight finds you.
Well, I ask that, tongue in cheek, but let me ask you this. With the last couple of minutes we got together, I tell my audience all the time that getting in the mix is sometimes what we have to do when it's things that are bigger than us and it's important. And I wonder if you got a message in that vein that you could say to people down here in the Southeast.
Yeah, this is a fight that's much bigger than me. And it's great that it is garnering the national attention that it is, because it needs to be addressed and stamped out anywhere that it exists. Biological males do not belong in female sports. And that ideology that is replacing women and diminishing their accomplishments and pushing them out, and then also telling them that they can't even be upset about it or they're a terrible human being, that just is unacceptable. And we cannot allow the next generation to grow up thinking that's truth. So it's incredibly important that we all speak up for girls and for truth.
Well, absolutely. And then, and I know you're also a mom. You got, if I saw it right, you have 5 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're watching mom right now, and there's a life lesson in this.
Yeah, absolutely. They've learned a lot in the last 5 years or so. And the things that come out of their mouths sometimes surprise me. My second youngest gave me a lecture on inflation recently while playing Monopoly, I believe.
Raising them right. Well, listen, I got to ask you too. Sometimes the pushback gets a little crazy. Have you had any concerns about your safety or people making threats that you've had to deal with? Because I know I did when I was in the Senate.
Yeah, we're certainly monitoring and making sure everybody's safe and taking whatever precautions are necessary.
Well, and I appreciate that. You don't have to give details, but just know this, that we're praying for you down here. And I said it earlier in the show, and I meant it when I said it, that I think your fight is really our fight. And I hope that sometime soon we're going to wind up seeing the state of Maine come back around, because the girls in Maine, you were an athlete yourself. Didn't you run cross country? Is that what I saw?
I did. I will say this. I ran for the fun of it, not because I was an incredible runner, but it certainly was a wonderful experience.
Well, nonetheless, you know what it means to compete. And,
absolutely.
And young ladies deserve the same opportunity to compete without the concerns of having state records set and wrongfully set by people that aren't really supposed to be there.
Absolutely. This is the long and short. It's not fair for biological males to participate in girls' sports. And I think that over the last 10 days, we've seen that Americans are pretty much in solid consensus about that, and that applies to Mainers as well.
Well, it does. And listen, I know that in the past that you've been unafraid to partner with some of the conservative special interest law firms who do good things on behalf of conservative policy. Do you anticipate there being any legal action here that you're going to be a part of?
Well, I think given the political dynamic in Maine, I think there are multiple issues going on currently in our state that need legal remedy, and I'm certainly exploring all options to ensure that my constituents' voices can still be heard in the state house.
Well, one of my listeners has already texted in and said you should run for governor, so there's that. How about that?
Thank you.
Well, listen, Laurel Libby, representative from the great state of Maine, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being in the fight. Thank you for being what down here we call a right side ruffian, and we want to stay posted on this, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think she's had a full day. I mean, she's been making the rounds, and the fact that we had a mutual connection is what was able to get her on the air here today. But I hope y'all benefited from that. Listen, that's somebody. I'm just listen. When I was in the state senate, I saw members of the body that would be actually charged with crimes. I mean, I know for a fact I can think of a DUI, I can think of a domestic case, I can think of things that happened, and there were actual criminal charges being pressed, and they still didn't lose their right to speak or vote until such time as there was a conviction and they could be removed. We're talking about somebody who had a Facebook post. That's called the First Amendment. But it's a Facebook post, and there. By the way, the lie that they're portraying here is that this Facebook post was taking advantage of minors by posting a minor's picture. Shut up! It was a public event where the where the boy was standing there to get his picture taken because he was so proud of setting a girl state record as a boy. And you can't post that on Facebook? I guarantee if she'd posted on Facebook and congratulated him, she wouldn't be in this position right now. But she is, and she's doing it for more than just Maine. She's doing it for the United States of America. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.